All right, close your eyes for a sec and just imagine you're in a luxury tent, sipping champagne under the stars, and listening to a Maasai elder share stories around a crackling fire.
Ah, that sounds incredible.
Right. It's that kind of magic that you can only really find in African luxury travel.
Absolutely.
So we've got a whole pile of articles and reports here, and they all point to one thing. The African luxury travel industry is booming.
It really is.
We're talking about everything from those exclusive safari lodges to private islands, and even these personalized experiences that go way beyond your typical tourist traps.
Yeah, it's a whole different level.
So are you ready to dive in and explore this world of opulent journeys?
I am. Let's go.
Okay, great. Now, you know, when people think of luxury travel in Africa, the first thing that usually comes to mind is safaris.
Yeah, that's the classic image, right?
But it seems like it's evolved so much beyond just the traditional safari experience.
It really has. We're seeing a surge in completely new and innovative offerings. It's not just about safaris anymore.
So what's driving this incredible growth? I mean, the African Tourism Board reported a whopping 14% annual growth in the luxury sector in 2024.
14%, yeah. That's huge. And it's actually even higher than the global average, which is pretty impressive.
That is impressive. So what's fueling that kind of growth? Is it just wealthy tourists from other countries who are looking for a more exotic or unique experience?
It's definitely more than that. There are a few factors at play here. For one, we're seeing a rising affluent class within Africa itself.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just international tourists.
Exactly. Right. You have more and more Africans who are seeking out these high-end, unique experiences within their own continent.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have those international tourists, but they're not just looking for any old vacation. They're craving authenticity.
I see. They want something real, something that goes beyond the surface.
Precisely. They want to connect with a destination on a deeper level. And honestly, Africa delivers that in a way that few places can.
Yeah, I get that. You know, I've always felt like a lot of travel experiences, especially those organized tours, are kind of prepackaged.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's on the same bus, seeing the same sights, eating the same food.
Exactly. It's like you're just going through the motions and you don't really get a chance to connect with the place or the people in a meaningful way.
I know exactly what you mean.
So it sounds like these luxury travelers, they're trying to get away from that kind of mass tourism experience.
Exactly. It's a shift from just seeking comfort to seeking transformation.
Transformation. I love that. So what are some of the experiences that fall under this transformative travel umbrella?
Well, imagine witnessing the Big Five on a private safari with just you and your loved ones.
Wow, that would be incredible.
Right. Or picture yourself exploring pristine beaches that are completely untouched. Or maybe immersing yourself in a traditional ceremony with a local community.
Yeah.
These are the kinds of experiences that stay with you long after you've returned home.
They make you see the world in a new way. Now, you mentioned personalized experiences, and I keep hearing about this trend of bespoke travel. What does that actually look like in the context of Africa?
Okay, so let's say you're on safari in Kenya. Instead of following a set itinerary that everyone else is doing, you're working with a guide who really understands your passions.
So it's not just about checking off the boxes on a list of sites. It's about creating an experience that's tailored to your specific interests.
Exactly.
I like that.
Like, let's say you're really into photography.
Okay.
Your guide could take you to the absolute best spots for those golden hour shots.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have a specific animal you've always wanted to see, they can help you track it down.
So it's like having a personal expert crafting this incredible journey just for you.
Right. So going deep, not wide.
I love that idea. But how personalized can it actually get? I mean, is there a limit?
Well, imagine this. You get a DNA analysis done before you even set foot in Africa.
A DNA analysis? What for?
So your safari guide can use that information to tailor the experience to your genetic predispositions.
Wait, are you serious?
I am. Like, maybe your genes indicate that you're naturally drawn to adventure. So they'll incorporate more thrilling activities into your itinerary. Or if your DNA suggests you're more inclined towards relaxation, they'll focus on creating a more tranquil and rejuvenating experience.
Okay, that's on a whole other level. But I bet it comes with a pretty hefty price tag.
Probably.
Oh.
But that's the thing about luxury travel. It's not just about the cost. It's about the value of the experience.
Right. You're paying for something truly unique and unforgettable.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of cost, how does sustainability fit into all of this? Because let's be honest, luxury and sustainability don't always go hand in hand.
That's a fair point. But I think we're seeing a shift in that perception, especially in Africa. sustainability is becoming a core value for many luxury travelers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they're realizing that their travel choices have a real impact on the environment and the communities they visit. And they're actively seeking out brands that align with their values.
Okay, I like that. But I'm still a little skeptical. I mean, how are these luxury brands actually making a difference? Are we talking about real change or is it just greenwashing?
You're right to be cautious. There are definitely companies out there that are just paying lip service to sustainability. But there are also some truly inspiring examples of brands that are walking the walk.
Okay, give me an example.
Okay, so take Wilderness Safaris. They're doing some incredible work.
Tell me about it.
They operate a whole network of eco-friendly lodges across Botswana and other countries in Africa. They utilize renewable energy sources, they minimize their environmental footprint, and they're actively involved in supporting wildlife conservation efforts.
So they're not just talking about sustainability, they're actually implementing it in every aspect of their business.
Exactly. They're making a tangible difference.
Okay, I can get behind that. So it sounds like sustainability is becoming more than just a trend. It's becoming a necessity in this industry.
Absolutely.
Now, beyond the eco-friendly lodges and the safaris, let's talk about the cultural aspect of African luxury travel. There's got to be more to it than just fancy hotels and wildlife sightings, right?
Absolutely. Africa has this incredibly diverse and rich cultural heritage that adds a whole other dimension to the luxury travel experience.
So it's not just about observing, it's about participating.
Exactly. You're immersing yourself in the art, the music, the history, the traditions.
It's like the difference between watching a documentary and actually living the experience.
I love that analogy.
So what are some examples of these authentic cultural experiences that luxury travelers can have in Africa?
Well, imagine participating in a traditional Zulu ceremony in South Africa.
Mm.
Or experiencing the vibrant Maasai culture in Kenya.
Wow, I can only imagine how powerful those experiences would be.
Right. And these aren't just staged performances for tourists. These are real traditions that are deeply rooted in the history and the soul of these communities.
It's about getting a glimpse into a way of life that's so different from your own and understanding the stories and the values that have shaped these cultures over centuries.
Exactly.
And you're seeing this reflected in the way a lot of brands are incorporating African motifs and cultural elements into their offerings, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's all about infusing luxury with meaning and authenticity.
So give me some examples.
Okay, so there's a beautiful hotel in Tanzania called the Ziri Zanzibar, and it has this stunning Swahili-inspired architecture. It's just breathtaking.
It sounds amazing.
It is. And then you have something like the Rovos Rail.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Isn't that a luxury train?
It is. It journeys through southern Africa, offering a glimpse into the region's colonial past, but with a really modern twist.
So it's like stepping back in time, but with all the comforts of modern luxury.
Exactly.
I love that. Now, looking ahead, what are some of the emerging trends we should be watching out for in the world of African luxury travel?
One of the biggest trends is the desire for off-the-beaten-path experiences.
So people are craving something unique, something less touristy.
Exactly. They want to discover those hidden gems that haven't been overrun by crowds.
Yeah.
They're looking for exclusivity, authenticity, a sense of adventure.
You know, I've always dreamed of exploring somewhere truly remote, like the Skeleton Coast of Namibia.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of place these luxury travelers are drawn to?
Oh, absolutely. The Skeleton Coast is a perfect example.
Really?
It's this incredibly remote stretch of coastline known for its shipwrecks, unique wildlife, and landscapes that are just otherworldly.
It sounds amazing.
It is. It's definitely for those seeking adventure and exclusivity.
But for those who maybe aren't quite as adventurous, are there other off-the-beaten-path options that still offer that sense of luxury?
Of course. The Okavango Delta in Botswana is another really captivating destination.
Tell me about it.
It's this vast inland delta, like a maze of waterways and islands,
mm-hmm.
and it's teeming with wildlife. You can explore it by mokoro, which is a traditional dugout canoe.
Oh, wow.
Or you can stay in luxury lodges that blend seamlessly with the environment.
So you're getting that raw beauty of Africa, but in a way that's still incredibly luxurious.
Exactly.
I like it. What other trends are you seeing?
Well, private travel is becoming huge.
Private travel? What do you mean by that?
It's all about privacy and seclusion. People are craving a break from the crowds, from the noise, from the digital world. They want to escape to a place where they can truly disconnect and recharge.
You know, I can totally relate to that. Sometimes you just need to get away from it all.
Exactly. And Africa is perfect for that. We're seeing more and more private villa rentals, exclusive use lodges, and personalized safaris, all designed to provide the ultimate privacy.
So it's like having your own private kingdom. You set the rules, you create your own adventure, and you don't have to worry about anyone else.
Exactly.
I love that. Now, what about the role of technology in all of this? It seems like technology is infiltrating every aspect of our lives, including travel.
It is. But in this case, I think technology is actually enhancing the luxury travel experience. It's not just about booking flights and hotels online anymore. It's about using technology to create a more seamless and unforgettable journey.
So give me some examples.
Well, imagine being able to take a virtual reality tour of a luxury safari lodge before you even book your trip.
Oh, wow.
You can get a real feel for the ambiance, the views, the facilities, as if you were actually there.
That would be amazing. You could really get a sense of whether a place is right for you before you commit.
Exactly. And then there's AI-powered itinerary curation. You can input your preferences, your budget, your interests, and an app can create a personalized itinerary just for you.
So technology is becoming like a personal concierge, removing the stress of planning and allowing you to just focus on enjoying the experience.
Exactly.
What other technological advancements are you seeing in the luxury travel space?
Augmented reality is becoming increasingly popular, especially for enhancing on-the-ground experiences.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
Imagine using an AR app to learn about the history of a site you're visiting. Or, if you're on a nature walk, you can use it to identify different bird species. It really deepens the connection with the destination and makes it more interactive.
It's incredible how technology can enrich our travel experiences in ways we never even imagined before. Now, I want to talk about a trend that's near and dear to my heart. Wellness tourism.
Yes. Self-care is so important.
It is, and it seems like everyone's on board with prioritizing their well-being these days. So how is wellness tourism playing out in the luxury travel market, particularly in Africa?
It's huge. I mean, people are stressed, they're burned out, they're looking for ways to escape the pressures of modern life.
Yeah, I get that.
So they're seeking out travel experiences that prioritize well-being, destinations and activities that promote relaxation, rejuvenation, and personal growth.
So it's not just about indulging in a spa day. It's about a more holistic approach to well-being.
Exactly.
So what kinds of wellness experiences are luxury travelers seeking out in Africa?
We're seeing a surge in wellness retreats all over the continent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from yoga retreats nestled in the mountains of Morocco to meditation centers overlooking the Indian Ocean in South Africa. These retreats offer a unique blend of luxury and wellness.
So you can pamper yourself while also engaging in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul.
Exactly. Imagine practicing yoga with a breathtaking view of the savannah, or meditating to the sounds of the ocean waves.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like the ultimate escape.
It really is.
But are these retreats only attracting a certain type of traveler, like those who are already into yoga and meditation?
Not necessarily. While they certainly appeal to those who are already interested in wellness, they're also drawing people who are simply seeking a more meaningful and restorative travel experience. It could be stressed out executives who need to de-stress, busy parents wanting a break from their routine, or really anyone who wants to prioritize their well-being and reconnect with themselves.
It's about investing in yourself and using travel as a catalyst for personal growth and transformation.
Exactly. Now, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the organizations and platforms that are supporting all this growth in African luxury tourism. Are there any key players that we should know about?
There are, and they're doing some really incredible work to promote African luxury brands, connect them with global markets, and elevate the continent's profile as a luxury travel destination.
Okay, so which ones are at the top of your list?
Well, we have to start with Luxury Media Africa. They're kind of like the voice of African luxury, wouldn't you say?
They are. They're a premier media hub for all these incredible African luxury brands, giving them a platform to share their stories and connect with a global audience.
So they're essentially a bridge between African luxury and the rest of the world.
Exactly.
And they're doing a fantastic job of highlighting the craftsmanship, the heritage, the innovation, and the passion that goes into creating these exceptional products and experiences.
I couldn't agree more.
Now, what about the Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries? What makes them stand out?
Well, one thing that really sets them apart is their Certificate of Authenticity program. They award this certificate to businesses that meet their strict criteria for luxury and authenticity. It's like a seal of approval that helps consumers know they're getting the real deal.
So it's a way of setting a benchmark for quality and authenticity.
Exactly. And it gives consumers confidence that they're investing in something truly special.
Right. It helps them navigate the often complex world of luxury. Now, last but not least, let's talk about luxury exclusives. What role did they play in this whole ecosystem?
Luxury Exclusives is a dynamic platform that's connecting luxury brands with global markets through a few different avenues.
Okay, tell me more.
First, they have an e-commerce platform called Royal Exclusives, where consumers can purchase luxury goods directly from African brands.
Oh, that's great.
It is. And then they also have this really beautifully curated digital magazine that showcases the latest trends in African luxury. And they host these fantastic networking events, like their Wine and Connect gatherings, which bring together luxury brands and potential investors.
So they're creating multiple avenues for African luxury brands to connect with the world.
Exactly. They're building bridges and fostering collaboration.
Now, for our listeners who are just fascinated by this whole topic and want to learn more, where can they go to explore further?
Well, if you're intrigued by Luxury Exclusives, I highly recommend checking out their website. It's www.luxuryexclusives.com.
Perfect.
You'll find a wealth of information there, from details about their initiatives to the brands they support and the incredible experiences that Africa has to offer.
It sounds like an amazing resource for anyone who's interested in African luxury, whether they're a traveler, a consumer, or even a potential investor.
It is. It's a great website to check out if you want to go deeper in. You know, it's really exciting to see these organizations actively shaping the narrative around African luxury. It's paving the way for an industry that's more inclusive and equitable.
And I think what's so important to remember is that this isn't just about luxury for the sake of it. It's about the impact this industry can have on the continent, on conservation efforts, on community development, and even on preserving those amazing cultural traditions.
Absolutely. When luxury tourism is done right, it can be a powerful force for good.
Yeah, I mean, it has the potential to create jobs, to empower local communities, to support conservation efforts, and even to help preserve cultural heritage.
It's almost like a win-win situation. Travelers get these incredible once-in-a-lifetime experiences, and the destinations themselves benefit as well.
It's a pretty amazing concept when you think about it. So as we start to wrap up this deep dive into these opulent journeys through Africa, what's the one key takeaway that you really want our listener to walk away with?
I think the most important thing to remember is that Africa isn't just one big homogenous place. It's a continent with incredible diversity, and each region has its own unique blend of landscapes, cultures, and experiences.
So it's not just about going to the typical tourist spots, right? It's about really immersing yourself in a place and understanding its nuances and what makes it so unique.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that makes luxury travel in Africa so compelling. It's a chance to step outside your comfort zone, to challenge your preconceptions, and to discover a world of beauty, wonder, and possibility that you never knew existed.
It's about opening yourself up to new ways of seeing the world. And on that note, I want to leave our listener with a question to think about. What kind of luxury travel experience in Africa would really resonate with you personally, given all this incredible diversity we've been talking about?
That's a great question to reflect on. I mean, would you be drawn to something adventurous, like a private safari in the Serengeti?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe something more serene, like a yoga retreat in the Atlas Mountains? Or perhaps something that's really culturally immersive, like a curated art tour through Ghana?
Or maybe something completely different. That's the beauty of Africa, right? The possibilities are pretty much endless. So we encourage you to dream big, explore all the options, and discover the opulent journey that's waiting for you on this incredible continent.
Remember, luxury isn't just about the price tag. It's about the quality of the experience, the attention to detail, the sense of place, and the memories you create.
It's about feeling pampered and connected and truly inspired. And Africa, with its stunning natural beauty, its rich cultural heritage, and that incredible warmth of hospitality, can really deliver on all of those fronts.
Absolutely. So whether you're a seasoned luxury traveler or someone who's just starting to explore this world, I encourage you to consider Africa for your next adventure.
You might be surprised by what you discover.
And who knows? You might even find yourself redefining what luxury means to you.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into these opulent journeys through Africa. We hope you've enjoyed exploring this incredible continent with us and that you feel inspired to experience it for yourself.
Until next time, happy travels.
You know, before we wrap up, I want to touch on something we discussed earlier. We were talking about those organizations that are really leading the charge in the African luxury travel scene.
Oh, yeah. Those are doing such important work.
Yeah, it's inspiring. We talked about Luxury Media Africa, the Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries, and then Luxury Exclusives. Each one is playing a vital role in really shaping this industry.
I think they all deserve a round of applause for what they're doing.
Definitely. Let's revisit those for a moment. Starting with Luxury Media Africa. They're basically like a PR powerhouse for all things luxurious in Africa, right?
That's a good way to put it. They're this fantastic media hub, giving all these incredible African luxury brands a way to share their stories with the whole world.
So they're helping to put African luxury on the global map.
Yeah, exactly.
They're really doing a great job of showcasing all the work that goes into those amazing products and experiences. The craftsmanship, the heritage, the innovation, and the passion. Now, what about the Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries? What makes them so unique?
I think one of the things that sets them apart is their Certificate of Authenticity program. They give this certificate to companies that meet their standards for what it truly means to be luxurious and authentic.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's kind of like a guarantee of quality for consumers.
Right. It's a way of setting a benchmark for quality and authenticity in an industry that can sometimes be a bit tricky to navigate.
Absolutely. It gives travelers confidence that they're making a good investment. Okay, lastly, let's touch on Luxury Exclusives. It seems like they're doing so much to connect those amazing brands with the global market.
Yeah, they really are. They've got this multifaceted approach, which is so smart. There's their e-commerce site, Royal Exclusives, which allows people to buy luxury goods directly from African brands.
Oh, wow. So you can get those unique pieces without even having to travel there.
Yep. It's pretty cool. And they've also got this really visually stunning digital magazine that keeps people in the loop about the latest trends in African luxury.
I love that.
And they host these awesome networking events like their Wine and Connect gatherings that bring together luxury brands and potential investors.
It's so smart. They're creating a whole space for the African luxury scene to thrive.
Exactly.
Now, for any of our listeners who are just completely captivated by all of this and want to dive in and learn more, what would you recommend?
Well, the Luxury Exclusives website is a great place to start.
Okay.
At www.luxuryexclusives.com. They have a ton of great info about their different initiatives, the brands they support, and all those incredible experiences Africa has to offer.
Perfect. Well, I think that just about wraps up our deep dive into the world of opulent journeys in Africa.
It's been a fun one.
It has. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
Just that Africa has this really special blend of luxury and authenticity that you just don't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's about indulging in those lavish experiences, but it's also about something more. It's about connecting with the soul of a place, the people, the culture, the natural beauty.
It's about those transformative travel experiences that really stay with you.
Precisely. And I think for a lot of people, traveling to Africa can redefine what luxury truly means to them. It goes beyond those material things or extravagant displays. It's about embracing a different rhythm of life, connecting with nature, and experiencing a deeper sense of connection and well-being.
It's about finding those experiences that enrich your life in a really meaningful way. Well, on that note, we want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive into opulent journeys through Africa. We hope you've enjoyed learning about this incredible continent with us and that you feel inspired to explore it for yourself someday.
Yes, discover what luxury means to you and consider this incredible continent for your next big adventure.
Until next time, happy travels.
Happy travels.